Some big electrical power users in western North Dakota that are customers of MDU will see their power bills jump. Several years ago, these big users signed contracts with the utility for a fixed price on power. But recently, MDU filed for an electric rate increase that reopened discussions with those users. For example, the Marathon Oil Refinery north of Mandan will see its power rate go up 22%, meaning it's going to pay another $965,000 per year. Also, Sabin Metals West in Williston will pay another $323,000 per year. That's a 23% increase. Public Service Commission Chairman Brian Crosher.
This is good. It moves it up to be in line with what the service actually costs. And I commend staff to have worked on this both during the rate case and then following up and ensuring that the rates the utility is charging to any particular customer or customer class are fair.
Commissioner Julie Fedorchak says while she supported the orders, she says power costs are really a big factor for companies like those who want to locate here or stay here.
It wasn't a slam dunk that North Dakota had the lowest power rates. And I thought that that was good information to have and keep in mind and to know that this is something we need to keep a close eye on. It's a big factor for businesses. It is part of our competitiveness in North Dakota, and we want to make sure that we don't, over time, lose that advantage.
The PSC will look at two more agreements. One is for a Leonardite company in western North Dakota. The other concerns the state capital in Bismarck. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.